November 28, 1993, Rob Robb speaking at the Barnyard Community Room in Carmel, California. Today's topic is energy management, and we have an extra speaker today named Akira, and she'll be addressing staying in the moment, being present, and being here now. Welcome, everybody. So near the end, we'll probably do some question and answer parts. I had intended for these series to all be questions and answers, but this last month, a number of things have come up. And so if this format works with you, let me know. I'd like very much to chat about energy management. And it seems to be the season where there's less daylight, less energy, time available. And it seems like historically in America, being the functional society that we are, there's twice as much to do. And so we're going to address other sources of energy, what all this energy part's all about, how it relates into relationships. But first, I have a friend speaking today for a couple of moments named Akira. And Akira is an expert on one amazing form of energy, and that's like staying in the moment and staying present. And when you do that, you're available to all the energy. And when we come out of the moment is when we start draining ourselves and creating disease. So Akira, you have the floor.
Well, first of all, I'd like to greet you all with my favorite way of talking to people, and that's by saying happy present moment. And especially in this time of year where people come up to me and they go, Merry Christmas, and I don't celebrate Christmas because I was raised Jewish, so I always tell people happy present moment. And so it's a wonderful greeting to sort of get that networking going. And one of the things that I did a couple weeks ago was establish a good news network. And the purpose of the Good News Network is to network with one another in the present moment to only share our good news and our miracles. So when you call my answering machine, it says, happy present moment, welcome to a satellite connection of the Good News Network. So I'll leave your good news and your miracles and we'll call you back in another present moment. So feel free to copy it and share it or call up my message machine and hear giggles and leave your good news and your good messages. My number is 624-1137, area code 408. I knew I was going to get to giggles. And one of my most recent creations was this clock you see over here. Another way of reminding yourself that there's only now. And we always have everything we need right in this very moment. The present moment lacks nothing. It's all there is, but it's also the best there is. And you have access to all the most wonderful energies. In order to experience great joy in your life, you've got to show up for it. It's not a conditional energy. See, I think the thing that really has gotten us off because we spend so much time in our heads is that we have feelings and ideas that in order to be happy, it's we'll be happy if, we'll be happy when, I'm happy because I have this relationship or because I have a certain amount of money or I'm doing this certain thing. But that makes happiness or joy or peace be conditional. And all the energies are totally unconditional. And if you'll get present, you can have access to all that wonderful energy. But it's really what, I think the thing that really switched the energy for me was realizing it's just a choice. So you can choose to be present, or you can choose to be in the future, or you can choose to be in the past. And one of the ways that I sort of play with my mind, which tends to be the instrument by which we get out of the present moment, is I sing this little song. And it's a kid's song, but I think y'all really like it. And I want to sing it. I'm living in the present. I'm living in the now. I'm not going to let my mind slip away. I'm not going to let my mind slip back. I just rule this kingdom of mine right here and now. The past is gone. The future's but a dream. The only time to live and love is right now, right now. So it's a great little ditty. And the thing is that it helps you get present. So if you really have made a choice in your life or you're thinking about it, to get fully present, to have access to peace and joy and harmony and all the things that exist in the moment, you don't have to do anything except show up. It's very much a being experience. So if you make that choice and you find yourself wandering, one of the other things that I do, because I'm very aware of how much more access to energy I have when I am present, and it's really the only place I want to hang out, is if a thought crosses my mind that happens to be about something in the future, I just give it to the light. I just say, oh, okay, I give this to the light, and I'm back in the moment. And so there's lots of little tools and techniques, and they'll come more and more to you as you get fully present, or more and more present by making that a choice, and that's your fascination or your focus. And it really you know, life is an equal opportunity employer. So, but you have to show up for all the goodies. And they all exist in the present moment. And so all the desire to know something about the future really have to do with the belief system that we'll be happier if a certain condition is met in the outer, in the world of external manifest reality. The truth is, if you think you'd be happier if you had a new Rolls Royce or you were single, don't waste your time and energy trying to add what you think will make you happier. Just add happier. You know what the frequency feels like. It's really a choice. You have to be conscious. And one of the things that's very important is to remember, don't do yourself the disservice of thinking there's anything more important for you to do than just be. Right here, right now, present moment, alive, awake, accepting, and attentive. Namaste.
For those who are listening to this tape, the clock she was referring to is a clock that has no numbers on it. It just says now in four different spots. That was a nice start. Part of what I'm chatting about today is about staying present in here and now. And energy management is really... I like chatting about what I'm seeing come up for everybody. And this last couple of months, I'm getting calls from all around the world. Everybody's in crisis. Everybody's sick and tired of Fred, or sick and tired of Jane, or sick and tired of their work, or sick and tired of Republicans or Democrats. Or everybody's giving their power away to all these people and places and things, expecting that when they give their power to it, they're going to get energy back. And I've noticed lately that there's all these really fun stories out about vampires, that we're having vampire books and vampire movies, and I think the tap on the shoulder is that we're all a bunch of vampires. And the chat that I've been getting for people lately is the resentments they're getting and the frustrations and the exhaustion is coming from doing whatever they think they should do or were told to do in exchange to get love back or to get money back, or to get appreciated, or to be respected or admired, you can name it. And so a way to look at things, a change in the vocabulary that Akira and I chatted about, might be to exchange the word energy for your needs and wants. I want more money, or I want more energy. I want more love, I want more energy, I want more cuddling, I want more energy, I want more free time, I want more energy, and I want more daylight. But that's energy also, isn't it? So there's some this little trick that we've been playing with to just throw the word energy in our I want list, since it's all just energy, really allows you to quit deferring to an object or something that really seems tangible but totally isn't. It's all a MacGuffin. Anybody here Hitchcock fans? Hitchcock in his movies created a thing called the MacGuffin, and it's what everybody was chasing after. And it never really mattered what they were chasing. It was to create the chase. Like the Maltese Falcon is a really nice thing, but who cares? But it really created a great movement. Everybody's chasing after it. And so money and happiness and love and intimacy and peace and contentment and all these wonderful things are MacGuffins. It's all just energy, and it's all there to get you to see quite clearly that you are giving your power away, or that we do on occasion give our power away, even in the thinking that it's the perfectly right thing to do. If we're in relationship, then I am supposed to do this for you. If you're sick, I'm going to bring you a tray in bed. And that seems like a really nice, perfect thing to do, right? If you do it expecting to get loved back, you're in trouble. If you're doing it to expect to get appreciated or to get energy back, then you haven't done it beyond just being yourself and really wanting to share your energy. You're doing it to expect love or appreciation or, oh, I'm the sweetest husband or wife in the whole world, then you're setting yourself up for those resentments, for those energy drains. And we all can think in this moment of about 30 different ways we're setting ourselves up every day to trip our energy out, where we really start getting mad at other people or getting disappointments in the person we're really upset with or that we're building resentments on is us. And there's a very fun book out I chatted about last month called The Celestine Prophecy. How many people have read that? Oh, good. So we have a quarter of the group. So I'm going to give you a book report. I didn't read it, so I have to, as you guys all know, I don't read books. Not because partially I have some dyslexia, and the other part is I'm very lazy. I don't like holding it up. But I have really wonderful friends in my life who read lots of books, and then they give me a book report, and then I'll translate it into my language. and we'll offload it to you. So you might still enjoy reading it very much. Everybody who's read it has loved it. I imagine I would love it. Maybe I'll get it read to me one day. But the book is really a very fun story written in a fantasy version to remind you about managing your energy. And it's very timely. And this season that we're in is a season of hibernation. And here we are racing around buying Christmas presents, trying to make more money, and we're going to go see our family. For most people, that's like major energy expense. My secretary, Pat, who you guys usually get to see here, comes here. She's at home with the cold because Mom and Dad showed up today. When you start giving your energy away, when you don't stay in your center, when you don't understand how to manage energy, you get off base, you get off center, you get dis-ease. And disease leads to disease. And so for most people, we got this winter time, everybody, the cold and flu season. No, it's the American nightmare season. It's where everybody starts spilling all their energy out, expecting to get appreciation back for how generous they are, or get their Christmas bonus. Or it is a time of love and joyousness, but we've made a business out of it. Madison Avenue got their hands on it, and it's totally made it your own. You buy love and you buy joy, and if you don't give the right present, or you don't do the right energy, if you don't get to the synagogue in time for Akira and whatever, Hanukkah, and all those things, if you don't do it the right way, then you're not a good person, you're not love-worthy. You guys have heard me, for those of you who've seen me chat, this all ties into stuff we've talked about a lot of times. But a newer way to look at it, perhaps, is it really does all come down to just being true to yourself in this decade of truth that we're in. This very fun book that's out talks about how you can get energy from alternative sources other than other people. So you don't have to be a vampire, or you don't have to get pissed off because somebody just put two holes in your neck. It goes both ways. A lot of us have holes everywhere. Or we poked a few holes ourselves. The number one thing to stay conscious of is your truth. We'll go back over this in a minute. I'm going to reiterate some of my past stuff because you guys have heard my chat on truth and all that, but it seems to tie in again today. Bottom line, be true to yourself. Be who you really are. Don't compromise your energy. Stay present. Stay in the moment. This is all that you have, and you're the only person you really do have. And you can develop outrageous intimacy and amazing relationships as soon as we stop giving away our energy to other people expecting we're going to get stuff back. There is a very fun source. Well, there's a number of sources, but the book alludes to a very fun source of energy called nature. And a lot of people play with nature and they appreciate the beauty of it and they walk through it. And again, they're using it as, oh, isn't it beautiful and what a wonderful day, and it starts raining and I'm heading for the hills. Nature isn't so fun today. Or if you don't mind getting soaked, or I like walking in the rain, so for me, nature is very fun today. To get specific energy from nature, there's a really wonderful component of nature called trees. And trees have this root system that goes into Mother Earth. And when you focus your attention on a tree, and ask it to offload toxic energy or toxins or energy that doesn't serve you, that's the place to put it. That's the tree's job. Now, biologists will tell you they create oxygen, and so I'm not a biologist, so my job is to tell you that not only is that their job, they have this really cool job they've been doing all along, and that's volunteering to offload energy and ground it. And if you ask, and if you just put your attention on the trees, with the knowingness that you're asking for them to give you clean energy, clear energy, fresh energy, you can get all the energy you want. Even for some of the dullest people who don't feel nothing. You'll feel something. All you have to do is give it 15 minutes. And that saying we've mentioned before, where your attention goes, your energy flows, is just put your attention on the tree. Like all of you have a big toe on your right foot, and they've been here the whole time. But as soon as we talked about it, ooh, there it is, and there's the flavor. Yeah, the trees have been here the whole time too, but we don't always, when we do attention them, they're beautiful, or they have fall things happening, or their branches are falling, whatever's up. And this is a more specific focus. High tree, I know what your job is besides being big and beautiful and demonstrating seasons to me, or demonstrating standings tall, even though your leaves are falling and your branches are breaking and the birds are using you as a restroom. You know, trees don't always necessarily have the most perfect life. but they don't seem to mind. They don't have judgment. They just stay in the moment and demonstrate the here and now. When you put your attention on them and ask them to offload the energy and ask them for energy back, you'll get energy back. That energy will help you feel fulfilled, help you feel inspired, help you feel present. When you get that energy in that fashion, you don't need to use other people to get that energy. You don't have to be a vampire, and you can start breaking the cycle of resentments and disappointments, and I'm not good enough, and they're not good enough, and I need to trade Bob, Dick, Jane, and Reagan, and Clinton, and Gore for new people. And watch the process. You'll see it over and over. If you just stay conscious of it, watch everybody. The minute you leave this, everything's about getting your energy. Everything. Madison Avenue, certainly. But even nice people open the door for you. I'll bet any money, if somebody opened the door for me and said, no, I don't want to, they'll get upset. They didn't do it because they were trying to help me. They did it because they wanted to feel good about themselves, and that's how they think they're a good person. Try it sometime and instantly see what energy comes at you. Be prepared. Because the minute you give them an opportunity to be told they're not a good person by saying, no, I don't want to do what you just did for me, they'll be upset. I remember the first time I came to the Thunderbird Books. There was this very wonderful person handing out these little cards with sayings on it. And she was making everybody take them. Well, you know, you guys by now probably know me. I just said, oh, this is too good of a setup. Take this card, you know. And she wanted us to be happy. And I said, no, I don't want one. And I really didn't want one because I pretty much knew how I was feeling that day. I didn't need a check-in. And so I said, no, I don't want one. And she just got enraged. Was she doing it for me because she really wanted me to know more about myself or be healthy or happier? Oh, back there. Or was she doing it for her because that's her belief that that makes her a good person? And we need to watch that for us also. That bringing the tray in and putting it on bed, there's many different ways in which that exact same motion has energy exchanges. And this is a season where we're to be in hibernation. You know, hey, boo-boo, what do you want, yogi? Let's go to sleep. We're over those picnic baskets, right? Put them in the corner. So we have this, it's going to be dark by the time we get out of here. It just amazes me. I forgot when I planned this. I'm going to be asleep in a half hour. The cold weather, the less sunlight, even with the time change and everything, we're operating on much less energy. And so this is the time of year where we go and steal it from our families. Who else can we know the buttons of more than family? Why do you think we created the holiday season? If you really think about it, it's a great time to go vampire energy. A lot of buttons get punched, a lot of energy gets released, a lot of stuff gets absorbed. If you'll stay conscious during this time, when you stay conscious during this time, you'll be able to break a lot of family patterns. You'll be able to break a lot of the society's patterns. You don't have to be stubborn like I am. I want to make an emphasis sometimes so people will ask me questions. If you don't want to be bothered with questions or you don't want to be center stage on stuff, just say yes and no lovingly or ask people why they're doing it. And they might say, oh, because, you know, you deserve this or something. Say, if I say no, how will you feel? Take the time to start breaking some of the patterns by demonstrating to people how they're doing energy manipulations. And tell them about talking to trees. Even the most stubborn person will get feelings from the trees within 15 minutes. That's their job. There is nobody who won't notice. And so it's just to get somebody to even consider attentioning it. Now, bear in mind that doesn't mean, you know, there's the go hug a tree stuff. I have to tell you, I don't want to get sap and bugs on me. And I love trees very much, but I'm not going to hug them unless I got my ratty clothes on. So it doesn't mean you have to go out and hug trees. It doesn't mean you have to be in their presence. There's trees all around this room. I'm paying attention to them while I'm talking to you. I'm just going to put attention on them and ask them for some energy while I chat with you. And it works out very perfect. You can do it through glass. You can do it through plastic. You can do it laying down in bed. But take the time to start paying attention to that and remember this is hibernation season. Don't give your power away to the patterns. The whole idea is to stay conscious. Does this make sense? Yeah. Let's see what else we have. And so this leads into one of the other parts, and that's this is that era you've heard me chat about ending separation. This year and the next couple years coming up are really about getting to know who you are. end the disconnection. And when we feel like we have to get energy from other people, or we need to do things to get energy, or when they do something, you know, I'm a little teapot short and stout. Do you like me now? You're supposed to go, oh, how cute and sweet, as opposed to, I've seen that before, I did it back in 38. Yeah. Don't give your energy away if you don't want to. Stay conscious. Do not allow yourself to be separate from your true responses. And this separation gets really emphasized when you have no energy. This is like one of my favorite times of the year because everybody's exhausted, everybody's pissed. It's a great time to be in New York. Any of you who traveled to New York during the winter totally knows what I'm talking about. Everybody's exhausted, everybody's pissed off, everybody's feeling resentments and they're separated and they're noticing their detachment and they feel isolated and alone and people are killing themselves and people are having seasonal depressions. And granted, some of it's the light, but if you understand how to do energy management, you'll be able to handle the lack of light. If you're giving all your energy away, less light, no, not as much battery reserves, you're disconnected from your source, you're feeling separate, and you have to go out and pump more people for energy. And who wants to go out in this weather to do it? So then I'm really pissed. So pay attention to the energy parts, and it ties into the next level of being separated from your true selves. And that's what this whole era is all about. This is the 90s, this is the decade of truth, and everybody's hidden agendas are coming up by the end of, what's 1994 now, so we got 6-7 more years, and there will not be a single secret left within any system, within ourselves. It's about our, even our own truths and our own lies to ourselves. And one of the biggest lies is that that we have to be good people to get energy, that we have to do a fun little tap dance in order to be love-worthy. You can be real. You can actually be real depressed during the season if you wish. You can be real tired. You can be real angry. The important thing is be real and then trace the energy and see where it's going to. And you'll find that the number one thing we're having is that every single one of us suffers from the great American nightmare. And it's written in the Constitution, right? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So as soon as that gift that we were promised doesn't come to us, that unconditional love that somehow America is supposed to inject in us as we all come out, well, here's your unconditional love, and none of us have gotten it, and we're all really pissed because who's supposed to do it for us? Us. But in America, the Constitution says, no, everyone else will give it to you. In fact, I'll give it to you. And so from day one, we all come in here in this land of freedom, which has actually no freedom compared to most of the rest of the world. It's all talk, no action. You guys have heard my rhetoric on that before. This land of freedom totally sets you up to have the great American nightmare. You spend your whole life trying to get energy by changing who you are, dancing or bargaining, and it creates disease, it creates exhaustion, creates frustration, the suicides, whole nine yards. So what I'm seeing a lot of right now is more than any time in my career, and I've been doing stuff since I was 5, and I've been out and about in the world since I was 13. I've been around the block a few times, seen a lot of people, and I have gotten more relationship calls in this last 3 months. Anybody want to raise their hand saying I'm not having that problem? It's hitting the fan right now, and not all of it's about divorces or depression. It's about just not getting the energy we want. And this is this decade of truth, and we're here to get to our core truth. Except for Howard and Sally. They've got it all figured out. That's why they're in the front. But, you know, that's still a good percentage. It's only 2%. If we can stretch this out into America, that's a lot of people having a hard time. And it's reflecting our disconnection from our truth, our separation from ourselves, and improper energy management. And so we'll take a break in a minute, and we'll pursue more on some of these angles. But as you take a break for a few minutes, pay attention to some of the things I chatted about. Spend a few minutes thinking about how you may have just even today compromised some of your energy in order to get some back. Maybe even coming here could have been an energy compromise. You know, I'm going to trade in a few dollars, and I'm going to get energy back, and maybe you're not getting the energy that you want. Or maybe you're going to get the energy you want, go home and see you really never needed it because you knew this all along. So we'll just play with that for a few minutes. Let's take a 10-minute break, and we'll go again. Okay, so a question came up about, aren't there different sources of energy? And yes, especially from a person here who's a professional in healing with food. So there's, of course, there's everything's energy. So you have unlimited sources of energy. having a difficult time wording the basis for the energy I'm talking about, but basic, what I'm attempting to get to is this isn't about the physical organism. This is about your soul, nourishing your soul, about your being, about getting energy so that you manage it for yourself, so that you can really be true to yourself and not compromise your beingness to get energy. And granted, each one of us can eat different foods, or some people get the SADs, that seasonal affective disorder from less light, and some people don't notice it at all. Some people melt in the heat, like me, and some people flourish in it. And it's all just different energy. But the baseline energy that I'm addressing today is about nourishing your soul, about feeling fulfilled, about that intimacy that everybody wants, that connectedness, that fullness. And yes, food can do that, but then it can become an addiction. And you know, once you start learning to get nourishment from nature, it is our nature, it's Mother Nature. And you know, we're always wanting to get our energy from our moms. Well, there's Mother Nature right there to do it. So, and when you start paying attention, it's not a big homework assignment, it's just a few minutes. When you start doing it, what you'll find is you won't pull on people for energy, or if the people who are pulling you for energy, if you can demonstrate to them how to play with it, you might find that they won't pull on you so much for energy, and you'll get to do more intimacy, you'll get to do more participating. Relationship, again, you guys have all heard me say this, I've been here before, but I feel compelled to repeat these things always. Relationship is not what everybody thinks it is or what we were told it is. Yes, it is a Cinderella story, it seems, but if you read Cinderella, the first 99 pages sucks. There's only the last page of the book that's real exciting. What it's all about, what relationship is for, is to have a mirror, to have the clearest possible mirror you can have, somebody who's dedicated to punching every button you have, and you for them. It's about them seeing where your energy lapses are. It's not about giving you the energy. Their job, or our job, or as we do mirroring for each other, as Chris Griscom calls it, and I've quoted her before, it's like picking your executioner. It's getting somebody who loves you enough so that you can get psychically and intimately connected, so that your intimacy needs or your wounds or your pains will come up. We're not going to process an abandonment issue with somebody in line at the bank. Please don't go to window number 2. I was just getting to know you. Right? We're going to do it with somebody who loves us. And so that poor volunteer, or us, the poor volunteer, when we step into this, what our job is to work on that person's issues, and they're going to work on ours, and it matches like perfect. I have 3 ex-wives, and you've heard me say this before. I thought they all got kind of called each other and said, "Oh, he really hates this. Do this." They didn't even know each other till later, but I just swore they were all ganging up on me. And these were 3 totally different persons. But boy, no matter what they did or how they did it, how different it was, the same bottom line agenda came up. That for me, and for a couple of my acquaintances in this room, the way I was brought up is I had to give lots of energy in order to get love back. And so I became service-oriented, I became the perfect victim and martyr. I married these really loving people, but I was totally in service to them. I was the tray and the bed guy, along with, "Oh, sim, sim, salabim." And they never did love me the way I wanted. It really pissed me off. I was so mad at them until I realized I was mad at me. And relationship is the wonderful thing that helps bring the issues up. It brings the rage up. It brings the frustration. That brings the pissed offness. It brings the loneliness and the sadness. It emphasizes the disconnection. Then you get to recognize that you're using this other person for energy. The next part is break the cycle. Look for alternative sources of energy. And all these relationships, including mine, we're having some real rearrangements these last couple months. And it's not about going somewhere else. It's not about finding somebody else's, you know, "I've done this, you know, trust me." Oh, don't trust anybody who says trust me, but you can trust me. No matter where you go, there you are. There really is nowhere to go. And those people that you bump into, he got that on a birthday card, so that's why Don's giggling. It's one of my favorite cards. I had to give it to you. I couldn't help it. No matter where you go, there you are. You can't escape you, and you can't escape your issues and these people. Now, you can throw a dart in a phone book, and it'll hit Josephine the plumber, and give her a room in your house, and 30 days to 6 months later, she's going to abandon you, she's going to steal from you, she's going to tell you you're such a noisy person, you're an inconvenience. Whatever your issue is, Josephine's going to do it. You're not even sleeping with her. It's as soon as you get into an intimate relationship and you do it long enough, and these days long enough is 6 months or less, it's going to hit the... It used to be 5 years. You know, it used to be, what, the seven-year itch or the five-year itch? And now it's the six-month rash. And there's a whole rash of it. I'm certainly seeing... Well, I know I have bad jokes, but I do see it as a rash right now, a rash of phone calls. And everybody's going, I'm getting divorced, or I'm leaving him, or she's a bad person, or I knew I couldn't trust them, or I really love them, but... And it's all about people displacing their energy. Please get that relationship is, and that can be in line at the bank if you stick there 30 days to 6 months. In some banks, that's a possibility. I've been in a couple of those. If you hang in there long enough, you will get an abandonment issue or two, or you will get told that, you know, you need a bath or whatever. Who knows what our issues are? And a question from the D'Angelo clan was, is this mirroring about parent homework? And or a family of origin homework, as I like to call it. And now there's many different tasks. We talked about all the different layers that are bleeding through here in the past, that we have the UFO layer, and we have the dysfunctional family layer, and the abuse, and going through the school system, and just the angel kingdom, and the multidimensional beings and bodies, and they're all bleeding through, so there's more than one place that this has come from. For me, the way I look at things, I believe we all came on the planet with a little treasure map. And that where the X's were marked the spot of our issues. And our family was our first opportunity to see that that was an issue we came on the planet with. That was our first opportunity to have a mirror. They didn't create an issue for us, so there, from that point forward, we had to go have other mirrors tell us we're not love-worthy unless we dig it 4x4 and x6, and it better be perfect. Our family of origin was our first tap on the shoulder saying, hey, here's your treasure map. But when you're that little, for most people, it's pretty tricky to work on the treasure map. I was really lucky. You know, I had a really amazing skill and gift that got me known when I was very young, and it got me out of the house when I was 13, and at 13 I was making more money than most people on the planet. So I'm very grateful, but it saved my bacon, but not everybody created it in such a fashion that they could escape. I still had years of homework to do, or I wouldn't have three ex-wives. Imagine if I'd have stayed another 5 or 6 years, I could have had a harem of ex-wives. I had a friend, there's a therapist named Candace Blakely. She comes into town to teach new decision therapy on occasion. She's pretty outrageous. She said, oh, Rob, with a mother like yours, it's going to take at least 4 marriages. Well, I did 3. I'm hoping that we can just do 3. But it's really true. I was doing my family of origin homework until I had the revelation that my mom is not the person I need to work on, or my dad, or my brothers or sisters, or my ex-wives. They were my first opportunity to let go of the energy. And so we don't need to look for the needle in the haystack about what mom and dad did. The next stage is to go back in the energy management, these interfaces that we do with everybody, and we'll see that the core issue is repeated over and over. First, second, third wife, or husband, or boyfriends in school. And so let go, if you don't mind with me, and are there any of my therapist friends here? No, Lynn left just in time so I could pick on therapists. Therapy teaches you that we have to pay attention to third dimensional stuff. So most therapists are limited by their policies until they start letting go of those boundaries to hold us within this third dimensional framework. So they often, as far back as most of them can go, is conception. Then it ends. And now we find the new trend in therapy is now that we have ultrasound and all these fun ways of measuring, is they're doing tests on women who are pregnant, and when you send a person with pretends to be angry or is angry, the baby backs up. And if there's joyfulness, the fetus light comes forward. And so we're finding that the whole new thing is, instead of blaming mom and dad, maybe we can blame who you were standing next to in line in Safeway, who is having a really bad day because they hate being in line, and you're just standing there going, here, give it to them. So, you know, we're finding, so therapists have a whole new realm they're about to embark on. That'll be prenatal dysfunction. PND, I'm misnaming it now. You're going to hear it soon. Within 2 years, you're going to hear about all the people that now that, because it's still within the third dimensional boundaries of, yes, conception, you do exist, you're a zygote or whatever. So we can now, and we're now having proof that you've been influenced from day one. Well, if this person standing in line can influence you, then maybe it wasn't your mom or maybe it wasn't your dad that created those issues. Maybe it was some stranger at Safeway you'll never see again. So if you're going to take it to therapy and do that needle in the haystack and try to find the person who was pissed off standing in line back in 54, we got a lot of homework and the therapists are going to make a lot of money. Now, I went to therapy school. They taught me the business of making a lot of money and dragging things out. Now, they don't do it. They don't tell you they're doing that. But within their system, it's a profession. It has its boundaries. It has its ways of doing things. And it's all about making money and helping people. Talk about energy management. Huh? It's like perfect. So the treasure map goes all the way back to whenever you were this ultimate being and you decided to create separation and limitations from your unlimited knowingness of who you are, one with everything, totally in the moment, expanded through all time and space, through all universes, completely interconnected with all. Boy, that sounds really good. Put that on a poster. So once we came into Earth to do Disneyland, and planet Earth is really just Disneyland, you buy this big e-ticket and you come in for a ride in Sound Asleep Zone. You know, Pirates of the Caribbean, down into the dungeon you go. And it's a really fun ride, but you know, there's people on barrels and you're getting shot at and get wet. And the whole idea is to not get all carried away with the process, with what happened, who did it, where is it going. What I want you guys to get is pay attention to your energy management. So once you start managing your energy, it doesn't care who, what, when, where, why, or how you're getting tripped. When you start seeing how people pull on you for energy or how you pull on them, it gives you more of an awareness of what your needs and wants are while you're doing the dance. The dance isn't important. It could be the mambo, it could be the tango, it could be hip-hop. It's a dance. You don't have to worry about the dance or the music. It's, boy, that's a lot of energy I'm expending doing this dance. So it's about your truth and it's about who you are. And what we're looking for right now in this decade of truth is our truth, not the Republicans' truth and was Kennedy shot in 63 by two people and a monkey. It's really crazy. You know, who cares? Will it make a bit of difference in your life if you find out who shot Kennedy? You all know it's a bunch of bullshit and they totally lie. Do you need to have any more proof? Will that make a difference in your opinion? And so get over this American nightmare of validation or, oh yeah, as soon as they give prove it, then I can get the energy and I can know that what I've known all along is true. Choose it. Like Akira said, choose to be here and now. Choose to know your truth. And if you find it isn't accurate, then you'll choose to change it. And you might find that what you changed it to is inaccurate also. But you can't wait for the right set of circumstances to come up in order to act, because they never do. It's never perfect in that third dimensional sense. You've all heard me say that nothing is perfect, and everything else is too. It's all perfect, even when it's a total screw-up. So the bottom line, long chat, long answer to the question is, no, our parents didn't do it. It's not family of origin. It's our joy. It's our treasure map. It's our own personal torture. It's our little e-ticket into the dungeon. And so there's nobody to blame, and there is no right and wrong. We didn't screw up. We came here. We're all light beings in search of a human experience, and we're not humans in search of a light experience. You guys probably heard me say that a few million times. And when you get that in your body and you know it, where do you think you're going? You're going to be a light being the whole time. When I look at you guys, like that book that Chuck brought up here with this light being person in it, I'll flash it in a little bit. When I look at you guys, I don't see bodies. All I see is all this energy around everybody, and it looks like a big bundt cake in here as it all swirls around. And I wish I could just get you all to see this way, because you would instantly end your separation. You would not believe for one moment you're separate from anybody or anything. This carpet is just as alive as you are. This light that's coming on me is a texture between that emanation and myself. It's very real. It's totally tangible. The amount of beings that are in this room, we need one of those little things that you push to count them. You know, as they come in and out, I can't keep track of them. You know, I feel like I'm at Costco. Count them buggers. And we're all occupying this space in different varieties of frequencies. And there's a lot of radio waves in here, so we won't do airy-fairy. we're being bombarded by so many AM and FM stations right now, and if we were receivers, we'd go crazy trying to sort out the Hispanic stations and classical music and K-Pig, such a great name for a station. You know, I just love that. So we're even on that level, there's a lot of stuff occupying this space. So we need to get over limiting ourselves to this little body scope. Energy management is the precursor to knowing who you truly are, because if you're giving your power away to get energy, you're not believing you can create what you want. And you're not believing in who you are, and you're believing you're separate, and maybe it's hopeless, or I better have the luck of the draw, or if I work 10 times harder and 10 times longer, I'll make 10 times more. Well, for those, there's a few people in this room with a lot of money. Ask them if they work 10 times harder and 10 times longer for that 10 times more. No. Usually 10 times less. The secret is just getting your truth back, owning your power, get back into your being, quit giving your energy away. And that's what this decade of truth is all about, is ending separation from our unlimited expansion. You don't have to understand the unlimited expansion. You will eventually. It's always there. You always are it. You're just having this wonderful little ride at Disneyland right now. And so enjoy the ride. And sometimes the rides break down and you get stuck in there. So what? Enjoy where you are. Be there now. So we started with Akira today. We just had to have a little now injection. And so if you guys want to know what time it is for the next break, there's the clock. Be here now. When you start allowing yourself to own your energy, not giving your power away, and staying in the present and being truthful and honest about what you're feeling and what your demands are and what your needs and wants are, and we've talked about needs and wants before. If anybody doesn't get that, ask me and we'll do a needs and wants chat. As you start holding the moment and feeling those things, you won't get triggered by these feelings that say, fix this feeling or act on this impulse or do this to get the energy I'm not getting because it was promised in the Constitution I'm supposed to get life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Own your power, stay in your truth, be here now. This is the topic of the day, this is the topic of the 90s, and then what comes next is the ability to just expand. And you've all heard me before, again, I'm going to have to reiterate, we're in the violet era. It looks like the violent era, it's true, but it's also violet. And when I look at the planet and I see all this purple around it and all these purple people and everybody making purple shirts and purple dresses, I'm so happy. As the violet era started in 69 and is going to end somewhere between 2000 and 2012, and during that time is when the indigo era begins. And the indigo era is about peace and harmony on Earth in your guys' lifetime. This isn't very, look at how exponentially things are transitioning. You know, all these people saying they want to get out of here. I want to ascend. Like, ascend to where? Where do you think you're going? You're just going to get back to who you've always been to begin with. So be here now. Enjoy this transitional time. This indigo era that's coming is going to be totally outrageous. There are so many little indigo people being born on the planet. It's amazing. I'm seeing them all over this place. And Michael Jackson's the only famous indigo right now. And unfortunately, as in the past with violets who came into power before the violet era started, they volunteered to really be a focus to get people used to what this energy means. So I'm a violet with indigo. I'm like 50-50. So my violet's the part that's talking to you. My androgynous part, where some of you might wonder if I'm gay or not until I say I have three ex-wives. Indigos are very androgynous beings, and they tend to look androgynous. Michael made himself look androgynous, and they also do that. And they don't do sex, the real indigos like Michael. All they do is love children and animals because they operate in truth and in the moment. And indigos, if we're hanging around with people who aren't being truthful, it physically hurts us, causes us great pain. If it wasn't for my violet, I'd never go out of the house because everybody's sound asleep. Even the most awake of us, I got my sound asleep parts too. Even my own truth hurts me. Who needs to have somebody else's beating me up? So the indigo era that's coming is a very outrageous time where we're going to have these beings on the planet that talk to trees and animals and like I do. And I might seem like a rarity right now because there's only a few of us. Watch your kids, watch your neighbors' kids talk to some of them. These little kids are totally knowing that they live on light, that they don't need food. They eat very organically, if that at all. They usually use water as their primary source of food and sunlight for energy. And by the time they're five, they'll teach you stuff you can't believe. This is an amazing generation that's coming up. And this violet era is about truth. It's about mediation. It's to get people to see how really amazing it is to get over the hopelessness that everybody seems to have, or this belief you have to exchange your energy to get energy back. Stop doing it. Catch yourself on it. Don't beat yourself up when you do it, but attempt to set up a system so you can monitor it or do it with your friends so that you can get back connected with yourself. So in this violet era, we can bring the light in and make the way for this indigo era, which will be very fun. John and Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Lincoln were all violets that came here before 69, got bumped off. Michael Jackson is doing his indigo thing before the year 2000. He's going to get bumped off. He might not get killed, but he's certainly getting trashed. It's a very intense time for the new indigos that are stepping forward. Not until the year 2000 will it smooth out for us. So we're being a bit brave in the third dimensional system to trigger it, because everybody still projects all their dysfunction on us. Gorbachev, Yeltsin, Reagan, the Clinton and Gore team are all violets. Jesse Jackson. They're not getting shot. They might get shot at. They might get hit, but they're not getting killed. In fact, Gorbachev, if he'd have done what he did in 69, he's a dead man. And all of a sudden, inside of a couple days, this like a little dance. Everything changes, and everybody goes, oh, well, we didn't expect that. Well, now we're all taking it for granted, because things are happening so exponentially that we're just taking this for granted, that this Berlin Wall came down and that communism took a hike, at least for a few moments. It might make a couple cycles through, but it's on vacation or hiatus for right now. We're having some very outrageous transitions go on. So this energy management thing, this is the season for it, because it gets highlighted. This is where people get most disconnected from themselves, because there's less energy available.